Pendengar sekalian, pemerintah federal telah menyediakan dana baru yang ditujukan untuk membatasi pengeluaran di masa depan untuk usia kerja dan tunjangan dukungan pendapatan. Tindakan pemerintah itu telah mendatangkan kritikan karena dinilai telah gagal mengatasi penyebab kesenjangan sosial. Pemerintahan Turnbull telah mengalokasikan $96 juta untuk program intervensi awal yang ditujukan untuk ribuan orang yang mungkin akan bergantung pada tunjangan pendapatan untuk jangka waktu yang panjang. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Pendekatan investasi pemerintah federal itu berdasarkan pada model yang telah diperkenalkan di Selandia Baru. Berdasarkan program tersebut, negara-negara bagian dan kelompok-kelompok lain yang terlibat akan mengajukan tawaran untuk mendapatkan dana tunjangan yang ditujukan untuk menyusun program untuk mengintervensi ketergantungan dini dan untuk membantu warga mendapat kesempatan dalam pelatihan dan pekerjaan. Menteri Sosial Kristen Porter menyerukan untuk memperbaiki sistem yang ada dengan alasan banyak kawula muda terjebak dalam apa yang disebutnya sebagai kesejahteraan ketergantungan.
The human cost of lost opportunities, of lost potential, is a terrible result of the system that we have in place at the moment. So the investment approach is about finding new, novel, innovative, brave ways to target policies at that group and break that long-term cycle of dependency.
Chief Executive dari St. Vincent de Paul Society Australia, John Felsen, mengatakan ia tidak setuju dengan cara itu.
Sadly, the starting place that the government has taken is the wrong one. It has started from the premise that we have a problem with our social expenditure. That's our problem. We don't have a welfare problem. We have a problem with poverty and inequality in Australia. And the correct starting place is to look at how we can reduce poverty and inequality rather than how we can reduce social expenditure. If the government is intent on simply cutting the welfare budget, which is, you know, what it seems to be promoting, then it will probably succeed via these reforms. The New Zealand government has certainly succeeded in cutting its spending on social expenditure. However, it fails completely to address the real causes of the problem.
Dr. Falsen mengatakan faktor-faktor yang menyebabkan orang menerima bantuan pendapatan bukanlah seperti yang disarankan oleh pemerintah. Ia menuduh pemerintah menyalahkan individu untuk membenarkan pemotongan dana untuk kesejahteraan.
And sadly, the dominant discourse really seeks to disguise market failure as personal failure, as if the people who have been excluded from the labour market, or indeed in the case of homelessness and housing stress, the housing market, it's as if these people are to blame for their own exclusion. That's a very powerful and vicious, dare I say, means of preparing the way, softening the public up for cutting the supports, the meagre supports in many cases, that these people are in receipt of, as if they are to blame for not having dragged themselves out of poverty and got themselves a job.
Joe Caputo, presiden dari lembaga yang mewakili para migran di Australia, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia atau FECA, menerima pendekatan itu dengan hati-hati, namun masih memiliki kebimbangan bahwa hal itu masih bersifat menghukum.
We believe that if a government is genuinely concerned about people, then they should ensure that there are genuine training, people are taken into account. I mean, for example, that childcare is provided, you know, to people when attested for, you know, job availability and the like, so that you actually, the government should ensure that that the needs of the people are put before the, you know, the question of savings, budget savings and getting people off welfare payments.
Pemerintah mengharapkan dana itu akan dapat dilakukan tahun depan. Secara terpisah, pemuda yang ditargetkan mungkin juga harus mematuhi aturan baru untuk memastikan mereka bekerja untuk tunjangan mereka di bawah kontrol kewajiban bersama yang ketat. Dr. Falson dari St. Vincent de Paul Society mengatakan, pasar tenaga kerjalah yang membutuhkan intervensi, bukan kehidupan masyarakat.
To pretend that we need to be tougher on people and that will get them into work is an out white lie. That doesn't work. This might be therapeutic for the welfare bashers, but it won't help a single person into a job. We've heard Minister Porter say that he does not resile from keeping the unemployment benefit deliberately low as a means of making life hard for people who are locked out of the labour market. Well, that's an appalling approach. And also for him to come out and say that it's a good idea to force a young unemployed person to live on fresh air and sunshine for a month as some kind of incentive for them to get work, again, completely misses the reality.
Jo Caputo dari VK juga menyetujui hal tersebut. Caputo mengatakan para migran dan pengungsi telah berjuang untuk memasuki pasar pekerjaan.
We also believe that jobs are very important to people in order to to escape poverty and the like. But often in areas where migrants or refugees live, jobs are actually running away. They're being outsourced in other countries. We will be losing all of the vehicle industries in the next 12 months to 2 years, so that in the northern part of Melbourne and in the southeastern part of Melbourne and also part of Adelaide and Sydney, we will see huge losses of jobs. And the real problem is the lack of genuine jobs and employment.
Demikian tadi reaksi dari beberapa pihak tentang usulan dari pemerintah federal untuk mengurangi tunjangan penghasilan di masa depan bagi sekelompok masyarakat.